Elena Gustafson had been house-sitting on Friday night at a home with two small dogs.
They didn't like letting me sleep in late, which is fine. They were great dogs, but I came back to my place to take a nap because it had
been... So it's around 10 a.m. Saturday, and she's curled up in her own bed when...
I was woken up by a pounding on my door and my neighbors shouting, "Wake up, your house is on fire."
One of the neighbors was returning home and noticed crackling sounds. The other one was walking to the mailbox and happened to smell smoke.
It's pretty surreal to wake up to the actual sentence, "Wake up, your house is on fire."
So she grabbed a jacket, some shoes, her wallet, and her computer, which happened to be nearby, and she left the house and she waited for the fire department to show up. 18 firefighters responded. It took 2.5 hours to put out the flames, and as it turns out, Gustafson knew most of the people who showed up. She's a volunteer EMT for the fire department.
I know I might be a little biased because I volunteer for them, but, you know, watching them respond to a fire was pretty amazing. I mean, terrifying at the same time because it was my house and I was freaked. I went between, like, I just kept bouncing between being completely freaked out and crying hysterically to watching this response and in awe, kind of, you know.
Gustafson has been on the department since 2012. As an EMT, she's taken plenty of calls, but she's never been to the scene of a major fire.
They haven't had a big one recently, yeah. So, you know, at least I gave them some practice. The house gave them some practice.
The fire at 410 Hemlock Street was the first time the city's new ladder truck was used to put out a blaze. Assistant Fire Chief Al Stevens called the fire stubborn. He says the cause was the careless extinguishment of a cigarette on the back deck of the adjoining apartment below Gustafson's. After the fire department responded to the actual fire, they turned their attention to Elena Gustafson, one of their own. Firefighters solicited donations and help for her, and so did the neighbors.
I don't have family here, you know, direct relatives, but it's this experience has made me realize just what a family-like community Sitka is. I feel so taken care of by so many people, which has just made this, it's been overwhelming in a lot of ways, just how much support I've gotten. It's been amazing.
Gustafson says she lost a lot of her stuff in the fire and had more damaged. Her passport, for example, has curly pages from hose water and still reeks of smoke. But she says she'll land on her feet, too. At the time of the fire, she had just signed a lease for a new apartment. She's scheduled to move in by the end of the month. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.